They're not the needs. The real needs. Lo'u chayav. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called to reinu, to Yisrael, to chayenu. Chayenu, the Hibishter is a rak. It says a rak. A rak is something that is totally impressionable, unimpressionable. You can't, like we say, hard like a rock. It can't be moved. It's constant. We saw that an Adam, Mitzar Atzmoy, as talented as he can be, you can have Adam who's Mukhsha Ma'oid, but at the end of the day, he's totally limited. The ability to hold strong, to hold sturdy throughout the changes in life, changes, I know, the surprises in life, the ups and downs in life, and the Yisurim. Yisurim is part of life. Gemara Erechim says a Yid that goes 40 days without Yisurim has to check if he's a Yid. Everyone has a Yisurim. It's part of a tafkid in this world. You need something that's machzik you. You need something that holds you. Not only for yourself, Kol Shekein if you're a Reish Mishpacha. Reish Mishpacha is someone who's responsible for a wife, for children. Eventually you could be responsible for a lot of other people. So imagine you have somebody who's ahead of a Moisid. Who's ahead of a Moisid. And other people are reliant on this person. What's going to hold him? What's going to be machzik him? What's going to hold him during times of, like I mentioned before, things all of a sudden go haywire, not what you expected. Get a call that your mother-in-law in America is just rushed into the hospital. And your wife's going crazy, and your wife's going to shug you. What's going to hold you? What's going to hold a person? Tzur chayenu. We saw that the koyach of emuna, one of the ikar hagdoros of koyach emuna, is something that the maimon is able to latch onto something, anchor himself in something that's larger than him, and that's exactly what you need. Anyone who wants to navigate through life, any Adam, he needs something that's bigger than him. An Adam is so mugbal, when you look at it, he's so, as big as he thinks he is, he's so limited. The Lashon of Rambam, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells us how a person is supposed to feel, who must contrast himself, who must the Eibishter. He's talking about Mispoinim, the Bria. He says, when you look at the Bria, sometimes you feel, you feel about it. Rambam was a pretty big Balkishan. Rambam says like this, Yodea shehu Bria ktano, shvela, afela, oimendez bedas kala me'uta lefnei tamim deis. That's what Rambam says, that's what you feel like. You're Bria Ktana, count the adjectives, there's five or six adjectives there. Ktana, Shvela, small, low, dark. We met this with Das Kala. Das Kala is light, we spoke about it. You're swayed. A human being as stark as he is, but it's Das Sways. Mi'uta, Lifnei Domin Des. You're so limited, so small, so unable, so inadequate, so incapable to be able to be something that holds unwavering, stark, fast, under anything. David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaneini ki umlal ani. David HaMelech felt this. He said, I'm a Nebuch. Alone without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umlal ani. It's pathetic to think that I could be responsible for my wife, for my kids, let alone someone I'm talking about myself. If I have a chavura, I have people. Bria Ktana, Shvela, Afela, Emendez, Bedaz, Kala, Me'uta, Lefnei, Tomem, Desa, how do you do it? The answer is something called the Eibishter, he's the Tzor. And when a mensch is a maimin and he latches onto that koyach, we saw that is the strongest koyach in the world. That koyach makes the person hecher than himself. When we mentioned this, the tzir of the koyach of Amunah, how strong it is. You have Klal Yisrael throughout the Deres, come out, every Yid has this. Every Yid does have this b'koyach, ability to be Moise Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. In the Holocaust we saw this, thousands and thousands of Yidden. Moise Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, where does that come from? The power to stand up and give up your life. What does it mean to give up your life? How do you give up your life? It's a steer and obey. Your whole mitzvah is who you are. Your whole mitzvah is who you are. You don't exist if you don't exist. Your perception doesn't exist. You don't have asoga. What does it mean to give yourself up for Dvar Hashem? For Kiddush Hashem? And come on, every poshut yid has that, and he's able to access that at times of Mesiras Nefesh. This same Kriyach Amuna, which is the strongest thing, again, it's Mechaber you, anchors you to something, it's a reality, it becomes the reality. Every yid was Moshe Nafshoi, at that point he had a reality in his Nefesh, in his lave. His lave was attached to reality that was Echad Anim. I'm living in something that's bigger than me, and there's no way I'm going to bend. I'm not going to bend to anything. That Kriyach Chozok is a Kriyach HaMaimid. That's called Tzor. And this is a Tesefes Taichim, what we've been discussing in the past few weeks. We've been discussing that Amunah is considered a Yisoid. Rambam calls it Yisoid HaYisoidus. We saw that Avram had to be Yisoid. It's a Tesefes Knechir. Not only is it Yisoid, is it the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit, of Tariq Mitzvahs, of all Torah Mitzvahs that we saw. That the Yisoid, your entire Torah Mitzvahs will be totally how strong your Amunah is, will be infused by Amunah. But now the way we're seeing it is, it's also your Yisoid for your own existence. It's the foundation of our very existence. What's coming out now is there are certain people who they are wavering people. They're people who fall. They're people who fall apart. They're people totally unpredicted, wavering, going like this and that. In the beginning of this man, we mentioned a few scenes. Some people think back. It might even be the house they grew up in. It might not be the house of other people. Who you have pictures of this. For the Rosh Mishpacha will push it many times, all of a sudden, not there. Push it not there. That push it off, gone, finished, not there. When you have this Koyach of Amuna, you become, you yourself have a stronger Mitzvah, because you're not carried by yourself. A human being is a pathetic, small creature who can't carry himself, who can't navigate himself in all situations. It's not Shaykh. A Maimon, he's anchored in the Mitzvah of Tzur Chayenu, the ultimate Tzur, the ultimate rock that doesn't waver, that covers everything, that's Kol Yochol, that navigates everything. That's the Rimech. We made this out from the Maral, in the Buddhist, for example, we read, he had a Shprach over there when he talked about Avraham Avinu bringing the Yisoid of Klai, so he said, his Nusach was, and therefore the Mitzvah of Avraham Avinu was stronger than a regular person. It was Mitzias Chazaka, which means, literally means his existence. Kilu, the Maral is saying, Avraham Avinu existed more than a regular human being. What does that mean? The Maral says, because Avraham was the Yisoid of Kali, so his Mitzias had to be Chazaka. His Mitzias, it means what we're saying. Because in as much as your Mitzias is pendant on my own perception, there's tons of weaknesses, there's tons of holes. But as much as you're anchored in the Mitzias of the Boirei, so your Mitzias is Chazok, your Mitzias is forever, is constant, is reliable, unwavering, unswerving. And that's the Pshat, I think we mentioned this last week. That's why Avraham Avinu himself was called the Tzur in the Pasuk that we brought the last two Radim, the one Yevomis, that says, Hibitu El Tzur Chutzavten, it says, look at Avraham Avinu, who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made from an ochr, he made him have children. And Avraham Avinu, the Gemara Avraham says, Zu Avraham, Avraham Avinu is called the Tzur. Who's the Tzur? Kadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. Who's the Tzur? Kadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. No. Avraham was a Tzur because he, through his Emunah, being the Omer Emunah, he had Avraham, he was anchored in the Tzias of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Today I don't want to take a step further, another chilek of the Sugi of Emunah, and how it's kosher to Avraham. I mean, let's take a look at what we're talking about this man. We're talking about Emunah and how Vifl is kosher to Chesed. Until the past few weeks, we've been speaking about how the development of Amunah. Amunah has to be chal by the lev. Nochamol has to go. It has to go from yedia to the lev. We've been speaking about that ability for become to reality. And the ikar nekuda is that it's reality, Benny. It becomes a metzias in my small world. So we spoke about how that, since you have to take a reality that's beyond you, that's for yoytzias achutza, it's much bigger than you. So in order that to develop by you, push it, to develop as a reality by you, you need to be a person who's an Avraham Avinu, who's a Mordechai Chesed, who's marchiv his ani, who has four psochim in his oil, has four psochim in his ani that open up, who breathes the outside world, because if not, you're closed out. Now I want to talk about another nekuda on Hashlama, that for another chilek of the sugya of developing emuna, you also need the tchuna of Avraham. We remember on this in the beginning of the Vada. Emuna, until we're speaking about until now, we've been discussing the etzem nekuda of emuna. What does it mean, emuna? Emuna means to be embedded in a firm reality that's Dvar Hashem, it's Yis Hashem. And we've spoken about how that could be chal by the person. But the ma'aseh is a whole other chelik of the sugya of emuna. Again, we don't have time to market now. This was carried at this van, this man. And that's called chizik emuna or chiyas emuna. The problem is very simple. If emuna has to be by the lev, and the ikun akudud, we said, it has to be at the end of the day by the lev. The lev is not stagnant. The lev, mine lev, and your lev, everyone here, is, it wanes. It's constantly going up and down and up and down and up and down. So emuna, that's dry emuna, you can get to an akudah radoyas and emuna at 1 minute, and if you don't do something, the mechaya that emuna, the mechaya, that's that chiyus, your emuna wanes. So we need things that are mechazik and mechaya emuna. Tefillah, something like that. Out of Kriyas Megillah, Kriyas Megillah, the Rambam says, there's a certain nekuda of emunah. There are many, many things that are mechaya a person's emunah. I want to talk about a chelek, as negeya ta, avoidus Avraham Avinu, that's probably one of the ikur nekudas that achiyas of emunah is telling that. This is the ikur I'm going to focus on tonight. It's the Gemara in Brachos, in the sugyas of Kriyas Shema, Birchus Kriyas Shema. Gemara in Brachos, Yud Beis Amal Shteit Azeh. Omer Rebbe Bechini and Asab Mishnei Derav Kol Shloi Omer Emes V'yatziv Shachris Emes V'muna Arvis Lo Yotzi Yedei Chai Vosai. The Birchus Kriyas Shema, the third bracha after Hashem Lekechem Emes, we say Yatziv Anochem Shachris, and we say Emes V'muna Balayla. If you don't say Lo Yotzi Yedei Chai Vosai, it's a big tumult. What is this Chai? What are you not Yotzi? Not Yotzi, the Birchus Kriyas Shema. Maybe that's Poshit, not so clear. Kesem Mishnei one side says you're not Yotzi Chivas Kriyas Shema. He's Maramis. The Kriya Shema has to do with Amuna. Hashem Alekein Hashem Echot. And this also, Emes V'Amuna, and Emes V'Yatziv is... The Alishur says, Matziah, Lo Yotzi Dei Chavosi means Chayves Kabbalos Al Malchus Shemayim. Part of Mitzvah's Kriya Shema is Kabbalos Al Shemayim. That's when daily, twice a day at least, when Mekabal Be'etzim Amuna Meshabed Asof to live Al Pi Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalos Al Malchus Shemayim. If you don't say Emes V'yatziv, you don't say Emes V'muna, you're not Yoytze this day. It's part of the chayva of Kabbalah Samar Shemai. Shenema, lahagid baboyker chazdecho v'emunoscha palayla. It's very interesting. The makor for this is lahagid baboyker chazdecho v'emunoscha palayla. Who stated lahagid baboyker chazdecho v'emunoscha palayla is this chiv? Listen to Rashi. Talk to Rashi. Shenema lahagid baboyker chazdecho birchas Emes V'yatziv. That's baboyker. That's shachris. Kriya Shema shachris. Kula al chesed sha'osem avisenu hi. Stop, Rashi, it's a little bit of Pirush Tefillah. If you're learning up Tefillah, you know this Rashi. This Gemara of Rashi. Kula al chesed sha'osem avisenu hi, sh'yitziyem mi mitzrayim u'bokalem ayom ve'virem. All of that is talking about the chesed, past tense, kilu, all about what Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim. So that's what's focusing, that's emes v'yatziv. That's called chesed, that's baboike. U'birchas emes ve'emuna medaber bo, Afalo sidois shana mitzapim shikayim lanu avtachosei v'emunosoi. He's talking about the sidois. We're maimin that Hashem. We have trust, faith in Hashem. L'galenu miyad melochim miyad aritzim v'lasum nafshenu b'chayim l'aduchenu abam esevenu kol eile hanisim hatadirim tomit v'lashon Rashi. That's balayas. This emes v'yatziv papoikev hagi papoik chaslecho v'emunosoi balayas. I like to try to be marachim this beer. Here's a big meridik yisoy, which you remind yourself of daily, and to do with the ikar of emuna, imbuing ourselves in emuna. There's emes v'yatziv, and there's emes v'emuna. There's lahaket baboyker chazdech v'emunos v'amayas. Everyone knows this pasuk. Lahaket baboyker chazdech, there's a lot of songs with this pasuk. Lahaket baboyker chazdech v'emunos v'amayas. Lahaket baboyker chazdech is the avoid of recognizing, verbalizing the chesed of Hashem that is in the Bria. Hagid baboyker chazdecho. In the pasuk it says, in the ikar nekuda that I want to remark on is, that these are not two separate things. There's a say there. L'hagid b'boiker chazdecho v'munoscha b'leilus. In this Maimon Chazal also it's a Seder. Kriya Shema, Shachris, and Arvis are not two random things. It's a Seder. Kriya Shema, Shachris, which ends over the Emes V'yatziv, which is L'hagid b'boiker chazdecho, continues on. V'munoscha b'leilus, which is Chayzer Chavir. Let's try to be machshavos. Poshib Shat. It's a little more fortunate saying pshat like this. It's not basic, I'm going to be calling it. Yoim Boiker is a day, during the day, when it's light outside, that's Gilui Panim. That's when you see the Chesed of Hashem. It's totally apparent. You have light, the illumination of the sun, the warmth of the sun. That's when the Bria HaShefa, plants grow, it's warmth. It's apparent. The Moloi Chalorus, the Godloi, the Tuvay Moloi Oilom. You see the Tuv Hashem. You see the Toiv Hashem, Lakol Varacham of Alkol Maisov. You see it. Laila is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lights go out. It's totally unapparent. All the chesed that there is in the Bria. Laila is a time you need an Uda. Because you don't see. You don't see the chesed. You don't breathe in the chesed at that point. You need emunah. You need to be connected to something that your senses at that point. We spoke about what is emunah. It's something your senses can't sense. It's something that you can't feel at that point. You need emunah. Laila always. Today, with electricity, we don't have shemusig of nights, but the day and nights. But a little bit we feel it, and also you go into the woods with this pack of light. You could have the strongest person in the world. He goes in the eye. He gets scared. There's no lights here. You don't feel the flowing of goodness, of givingness. There is no prayer. Amazing Yavin, when we talk about Yoyin Velayla, we don't only mean day and night. We mean Gilui Ponim and Hester Ponim. During Gilui Ponim, there's times when you feel the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavusa worked right away. Everything's going Valik. You got married, you had a child right away. Your kid got into cheder on the first time. Oh, with your wife, everything's going good. Your daughter didn't get into seminary. This is really when I held it. You didn't have children right away after you got married. Tons of things. You don't see the chesed. Then you need emunah. Stay in the pasuk. There's enes v'yatziv. It's not only two different kufas. It's the ikon ukuda one. The ability to hold on to emunosoi baleilos is mitli totally on how much you lahagid baboiker chazdecho. The emunoscha baleilos, like we said, your emunah needs chius. The ability, if you're lave, to hold on to the feskai, the reality of Toiv Hashem Lakov V'Racham of Akachasadov. If you start during the Lailos, it's not going to work. It has to start and it has to remain, it has to thrive and nourish from a person who's Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho. Someone who says Emes V'Yatziv Baboiker, he's going to be able to say Emes V'Emuna Balailo. Dayo. Here we're coming to our Sunday. There are two types of people in the world. There's many types of people in the world. In your name, there are two types of people in the world. There are people who, you go through the day, and they'll tell you they saw 100 new things today. Oh, my chavusa, all of a sudden, I realized my chavusa was really excited today. I realized that, yes, I'm going to go in this house. And when you're excited, you can learn better. And then I saw my Resh Chabura. I saw this about him. I saw, and I went into the street. All of a sudden, I saw an Arab. I noticed it didn't seem to have a guy. And there are people who are seeing things all the time. And there are people who the whole world is just black and white. It's totally boring. It's totally dead. They don't see anything. Nothing. The Pasuk says, Hashemayim misaprim kvod kel. Umase yodam ma'akir urkiyah. You're supposed to go out. And all of a sudden you're supposed to see kvod kel. I don't know when Wasega walks from Armadish go to the mirror in the day. He doesn't come home with any story. He doesn't see anything. He just walks to the base measures. It's another day. Shemayim misaprim kavoy kel. These birds, his people, his cars. The pillar there is in a car. We lost a long time thinking about what a car is. Sometimes it's back. There's a bria. It's a bria. I see going to Beis Medrash, Beis Shalom has 700 people, Beis Shai has 800. You're going to people. Going to Beis Medrash in the morning. Going to Beis Medrash in the morning. There are 800 different lives there. Different angel things that know of you. Some people go into, some people, they see it. They see a bunch of things going on. I'm telling you, they can tell stories afterwards. I get this the hair from this person. And so this the hair and that person, this that person. And another person, Reuven, comes in and he comes and he says, what's Rebbe saying Sharon today? That's Rebbe saying Sharon. Nothing going on in life. Someone comes to me, I come home to my wife, I don't have anything to tell her. I don't have anything to tell my wife. Nothing went on in Yeshiva today. Something was on. I don't tell you my wife. Life is boring, black and white. What's the difference? What's the difference? So Chavivov says, Chavivov calls me and you and many other people around. He says, we're blind. We're blind. He says, we're blind. So the Zlavovitz, in the beginning of Shar Bechina, which is placed right after Shai Yichud Hashem, which is Emuna, and he says, I place Shar Bechina right after Yichud Hashem because, more or less, in Ashbrach, the Chiyus of Emuna is totally in Shar Bechina. And everyone here knows what Shar Bechina is being Mizboinin in the Bria, seeing the Toiv Hashem, the Galus of Hashem in the Bria. Zokta, Chavis Lavovitz in Akdoma, Toivus Akelius Baruch Abruav Imin Koilus Hakula K'moy Shomer Akosav Toiv Hashem L'kol. Even though the Toiv Hashem Abriya, it's all over the place. Rubam Ke'ivrim Me'akirom Me'hovin Goydom Alosav. Most of us are partially blind. Don't remember, as we started this month, Elishua said there are two types of people in the world. There are people who see out of their Dalet Amos. They see beyond the shutters of their Ani. And he says, those same people will see their friend, and they'll see the Eibishter. And there's a person who doesn't see out of himself. That's the Zivra. That's all of us, Zivra. We don't see, we're blind. We don't see. The world is drowning with Chesed. The world is drowning with Chesed. The Gemara in Brachas Dav Nun says that when you make a Birchas Azimun, you say, Me too, Voichayinu, you're a bore. You're a bore. It's a bit too voichayin. What does that mean? We don't, it's not that Hashem's chesed is in a certain parking lot and okay, you can go there, that's me too voy. No, bit too voy. You're in a pool. The entire world is an Atlantic Ocean of Hashem's chesed. You're swimming in Hashem's chesed. It's at you every single step you look at. You're breathing, your kids, your wife, your friends, your money. Every single thing is a constant chesed that Hashem is giving you. We say in the beginning of benching, Hazonas Olam Kuloi Bechain Bechesed V'Rachamim. That's what we're supposed to look at bread. When the bread is on our table, again, we see nothing. We see angel bread. We're supposed to see Chain Bechesed. Hashem put thought into how He brings the bread. He wants to give it to you with grace. Bechain. He wants to feel you. It's a present from Him to you. Then you start thinking, okay, what was my bread like today? And what is this type of food give to me? And this type of food, what is it? Some life. It's swimming with Chesed. You see, all of a sudden, you're experiencing Tuvay Hashem. But if you're an Iver, you don't see it. Zoch Techeves Levovus. Three reasons why we are blind. Why there are people who are walking around. Take a look at the Miller, the Spitzer in this. They're walking around, they're pushed floored by the Tuvay Hashem. They can't stop singing the Tuvay Hashem. And there are people like me and you who push it. Nothing. Just like dead, like a rack. What's the reason? Am I going to read Barichos? Three reasons. The first two I'll direct in the Gehata to us. One is, he says, we are so busy concentrating on what we're missing our entire life that we can't breathe in the Tevis Hashem. I'm just being better close, man. The Kuchas and Nefesh of a mensch, we're one track mind. That's the way it works. When we have something on our minds, when you have even the most smallest thing that you have on your mind that you're missing, that you're interested in, your kid got into a fight with somebody last night in the cheder, and it takes up your entire day. That's what you think about. If you want to get a new couch, if you want to get a new thingamajig in your kitchen for whatever reason, the whole day you're thinking about that. That's all you're thinking about that. You're thinking about what you don't have, what you don't have, what you don't have, what you don't have. Zok techaves lavavos. Life goes one way, doesn't go two ways. You're not breathing in anything. You're not noticing anything. You're just constantly thinking about what you need and what you have. You want to get the flight now. That's what you think about all day. Second thing, he says, you're born as children. We already spoke about children are the most anoichis dikmatias, and they don't blame them. They're not learned anything else. Children. And he says, you're born as children. So all of a sudden, the toivos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives a mashal, just like you walk around with your arms. So most people, they grow up, they get more gum, they grow up. Yeah. A bacher. What does a bacher think? A bacher thinks all of his clothes, his 10 shirts, his 4 suits, his 5 pants, where they learn? No one went to this. That was a bacher. There's no musig of what goes into a Shabbos. It goes into one Shabbos, a Shabbos meal. He doesn't really, all al day to Yushamachim. We also sometimes don't know. What goes into preparing one Shabbos meal? It comes, it's prepared, everything is there. I have a dry wardrobe. What does it mean to have a clean floor? He doesn't notice anything. He grows up, his lashon of chavis is atzmius then. It's mameil. Everything is there, it's automatic, everything is there. Where does these things come from? These things come from a person who's a noichi. He's a noichi, like I said, not in a sick way, in a very basic way. He's just naturally concentrating on his world. And when you're concentrating on this world, you don't breathe in the outside world. Lahagid baboiker chazdecha is also a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had 4 pirtzes, he had 4 psochim in his house. So we spoke about he was breathing in the outside world. He's breathing in the outside world. We are not breathing in the outside world. We are not breathing in the outside world. We are living in our own world. We're cut out. We're cutting out everything from the outside. When everything's cut out from the outside, you remain blind. You remain blind. And you don't lahagid baburke chasdecha. So, if you lahagid baburke chasdecha, what happens is, you breathe in that metzias called Hashem, which is bigger than you. You breathe in the toiv, you see, and you can't even fathom the toiv of Hashem. You start feeling it, and you really feel it in its full utzma. You feel it, how it's pushing you drowning. You're floored by the voice, the hella of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the toiv that Hashem does. So you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much bigger than you, the toiv that Hashem is much bigger than you. Now I can add a noschah of Eilos. Now I have what holds on to my, that gives my leiv, that anchors to the Amunah, that call my Dabar Rachman al Tavu David. Now I can hold on to that when it comes to a Shas HaKosheh, when it comes to a Kash, where it's not apparent directly what Hashem is doing for me. But yeah, I was Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha. But how could you be Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha? Only if you're a person who breathes. We don't breathe. We don't breathe. If I take 5 people, we're giving this much a little time. If I take 5 people, I ask them for their opinion on anything. On anything. How do you say your opinion? I want to watch how you say your opinion. Some people have it and some people have it. Some people, they have it, they say, Avada like this. Avada, the mirror is the best yeshiva. Avada, should you be yeshivish? Should you be open-minded? Avada. And some people, you see, they have it. As they say their opinion, hearing their voice, they're very, almost first of all, it's hard for them to say their opinion because I just say my opinion when there's 5 people here. I'm probably, it's maka, that there'll be probably 4 other opinions here. So first of all, it's hard for them to say their opinion. And when they say it, it's like, okay, this is what I think. That's a person who believes those people. But we don't have this. We don't have it. We don't have it. That's a tweet. Talk to people and they don't have it. They're in their own world. They're totally self-absorbed. So are you going to be breathing the Toivas Hashem that are on every single step and every single part of the breather? The answer is no, you don't. You walk around, the world is drab, the world is black and white, the world is just, that's you navigating through the world. That's all it is. How much could you be machadish from your side of things? If you want to look from the outside, I'm telling you there are tons of chedushim, tons, all the time. Sai bin al chaver and sai bin al mokhin. The world is constantly evolving. You can learn things from the janitors here, you can learn things from everybody. So I'm starting to see. This is l'hakev aboyke chasdech v'amrosk v'aleus. This is the first part of Avraham. Avraham Avinu, besides the Emunah being able to develop him and being able to be, to anchor himself in a reality that's higher than him, the chizik of the Emunah, which is that's an experience in Hashem. That's really what it is. It's experiencing Hashem, breathing in Hashem, breathing in Hashem, which is in the Torah. I breathe. It's all over. Torah Hashem. Atoyu ki lechol rachamech v'amrachim ki leisom chasdech. It doesn't end. It doesn't stop. Even b'shas churban abayis, where anshe knesset agdoilo, they stopped saying Hagibor v'anoiro. They didn't stop saying Hagodol, because midas not for now, but midas chesed of Hakadosh Baruch Hu never stops. The entire bria is one big cheftz of chesed. It's one big shear of chesed that steers every single second. And if you breathe it in, you'll be full to your gills. All of a sudden, when your kid doesn't get into seminary, and for you it's the end of your life, your wife for sure it's the end of her life. No, what do you mean? I'm armed. My mitzvah is armed with the reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know how to do wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go to Beis Yishai, you'll see 800 American kids that are sitting and learning when they're 20. What's going on? Do you know what chesed the mitzvah of a kid today that he's 20, he's sitting and learning Yevamos? Do you know how many Purotim that go into the chesed? Do you know how many Purotim that went into life? Think about it, breathe it, live it, don't live in your own world. Avraham Avinu, he was Makir his Bori. How was he Makir his Bori? It didn't exist in the world. The Bori didn't exist in the world. He found it. Why? Chazal say, the Bria told him something bigger. Efshar, Labira, Baloi Manig. Efshar, Labira, Baloi Balabira. Is it Efshar, Baloi, Baloi Balabira? And everyone else in the world didn't see it. Yeah, what he saw was a three of one against a million. No one else saw. Why? God, they were different. They were living in their pre-existing, pre-tense world that existed. Avraham Avinu breathed it in and he was floored. We said in the beginning, it's a tzor, it's a chiddush and pshat, but perhaps when Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham searched for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu histakel alav balabir v'omar nihu abayri oylam, we don't find mefurish anywhere a gilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Lech Lecha. For Lech Lecha, we don't find that anywhere. It says Hashem had a vuh to Avraham Avinu. We don't find. And this ma'aseh l'chor happened before that he jumped in the kitchen ash. So we tell him maybe, perhaps, what it means is Hashemayim misapim kavoid kale. That's what it means. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Mishpatim says that the world is a safer Torah. That's what he says. Hashem wrote a safer Torah. It's called the world. He learns Rizus from. What does it say? That's the reason you learn from Neshem.
Yes.
Oh, this is from the Mala. You learn Gezel from Chatul. You learn Gvura from Ari. The Hesh Kachem means it. The world, Hashem made it. Read it. What it means that the world, if you are not an anoichistic person, if you're a person who realizes he's a chelek elekaimimau, you realize what the Rambam says. You're small. You walk around that way. I'm so small. There's so many other things going on in the world. I'm so limited. I'm so short-sighted. You walk around the whole time. You're open. You breathe. The Bria shries out to you, I'm a Borei Olam. There's no Gilui stronger than that. The Bria shries out to you, I'm a Borei Olam. This is Emes V'yatziv, my boy again. Emes V'yatziv. It becomes Yatziv by you. You breathe it in. You see the chasodim. You feel the chasodim. You're drowned by the chasodim. You're living. We spoke about this last week, but I'm just going to fear it. I'll this week. The Gemara says in Brochus, Samach Lebeis, Kishem, Shemavorchim al Aro, Hachmavorchim al Atoiv. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is earlier. Gemara is on Samach Lebeis. And the Gemara says, it's not the same Nusach Brochus, the Makabal, the Simcha. The Gemara brings Kama Makaris. One of the Makaris things is the Pasuk, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Mokach, Yishem, Hashem Mokach. Hashem Nosan is Lahagiv Aboyke Chazdeh. Hashem Mokach is Avad Ravad. That's Lagos. That's Hestaponim. Hestaponim. There's a Vod in the Pasuk. Hashem Nosan Vi Hashem. What is the Vav doing in the Pasuk? The answer is, Nakuda, we've been timing today. The answer is, is that halavai, you could pull out the muna when it comes time for Hashem Malkach. Halavai, 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 halavai. But you can't pull out the muna card when you reach the point of Hashem Malkach. The Hashem Malkach, the Hashem Malkach starts from Hashem Nosan. Someone who lived with Hashem during Hashem Nosan, someone who lived with Hashem during Hashem Nosan, he continues Hashem Malkach, the same Hashem. Of Tuvia Power in Eretz Yisrael, he lost the bunch of tragedies 3 years ago. Remember this is what he said. He said, it's the same Hashem that I say, Hashem of Kich HaMemeth. He's talking about he lost tremendous tragedy, lost the wife, lost the kid. He said, it's the same Hashem, it's the same Hashem. What I say in the Siddur, it's the same Hashem. It's the same Hashem. That was Hashem Nosam Hashem Malkach. Hashem Nosam Hashem Malkach. The entire Zman, what we're doing the entire Zman is a cry. It's a cry for myself and everybody. We have to build ourselves. What we're learning is that in order to become Gaboy to people, you have to work on what we're talking about the last few weeks is Hashem Nosam. Dainu, be a person who he breathes into Hashem. He's able to have a connection to anchor himself to the world of Amuna, to Amuna. And in order to do that, we have to start by making ourselves more people who are Marchiv Arnoichi. We have to go out of our box. We have to break that wall that separates us from other people. If we'll do this, start with Hashem Nosa, then you're a rock, you're a tzur, you're a tzur. Such a person, Avada, will never have a saga of Eibishter, but such a person, he's a tzur. He's a tzur chayenu, he's a mogi nishenu. He's a person who has yisoid for himself and yisoid for other people. Shbizoy chataka. Hagi baboy chachastecho v'mrosu l'alevis. Thank you.